Interview. Report of an interview with Elder Andros regarding Loma Linda. St. Helena, California. October 2, 1913. Report of an interview between Elder Andros and Mrs. Ellen G. White at Elmshaven Sanitarium, California, October 2, 1913, regarding matters at Loma Linda. Present: Elder Andros, Mrs. Ellen G. White, and Clarence C. Chrysler. Elder Andros: I visited Loma Linda a few days ago and was present at the opening of the college. The outlook is very encouraging indeed. There is a good attendance of bright young men and women. Sister White: It is best to encourage them, not to flatter them, but to encourage them, for the sake of Christ who gave his life for us, to make every effort possible to present the truth in a manner acceptable to those who know it not. The Lord will bless them as they make straight paths for their feet. Elder Andros: The openings in Southern California for carrying on a medical college are better and more encouraging at present than they have ever been before. Sister White: That is a good testimony. Elder Andros: In Los Angeles, we have an opportunity to get into the hospitals for clinical work, just as other schools have been granted such favors. And we are opening a dispensary in the poor district, where we can have many cases that will give experience to the young men and women who are finishing their medical course. The new class will number between 30 and 40, it is thought. But while there are many encouraging features that I am glad to think about, there are some perplexities that I desire to talk over with you, to see if the Lord has given you special light for us to follow. You know, Sister White, that for some time in the past, for 2 years or more, we have been attempting to arrange the work in the institution so that the difficulties would be minimized in the operating of the institution and the efficiency would be increased. It is for this purpose that we brought in Brother Salisbury as general manager, the one who formerly was connected with the publishing work in Australia. He has had the chief burden of the financial management of the Loma Linda Institution. Brother Burden has been connected with the sanitarium as its superintendent and chaplain, and so on, while Dr. Rubel has been in charge of the college department and the educational work in which young men and women are trained as medical missionaries and physicians. But for some reason or other, the past year has not been a prosperous one financially. We have lost very heavily, something like $27,000 loss. Sister White: In their trying to carry on the work understandingly, as they view it? Elder Andros: Now there are some difficulties in having so many responsible men in control. Sister White: There always will be, so long as they center. There is no need of their centering. They can be reaching out. What are we in this world for? Time is short. In the night season, during the hours I am awake, I feel intensely over the situation. Of late, I have been specially burdened over the seeming inability of some of our brethren to blend with one another. Satan is at work for the mastery, and he is tempting some to desire to stand at the head. When our brethren unite in labor in the Spirit of Christ, all their difficulties will disappear. This has been presented before me again and again. No matter how patiently those in responsibility endeavor to bring about harmonious action by adjusting difficulties arising from the unsanctified course pursued by some, selfishness will continue to be revealed, and a desire for the supremacy, until these unconverted ones lay aside their preconceived opinions and learn to labor unitedly. Unless they are transformed, they will be just so many clogs to the wheel. The Lord desires that they shall all be so filled with the preciousness of His grace and truth that they will reveal the beauty of holiness in harmonious action. Elder Andros: Some of us have felt, Sister White, as if it would be necessary, perhaps, to make some changes in the management at Loma Linda. It has seemed to us
as if perhaps Brother Bowen, who for many years was manager of this sanitarium here at St. Helena and did splendid work here, should be connected with the work at Loma Linda. With his long experience in institutional finance, we have thought he could handle the financial interests of the Loma Linda institution better, perhaps, than almost anyone else. And we have hoped he might be able to introduce some changes that would reduce the expense of operating the plant and so on, so that these would come within the income of the institution.
Sister White, the work there can be made to prosper. It can be done. But, as you know, it is very difficult to finance these new institutions that have been established, where many men of many minds have been brought in with their individual traits, men who have not learned to blend, but who have a desire to exalt self. When a spirit of self-exaltation is cherished, there is trouble. Elder Andros. Now, if we should put Brother Bowen in as manager of the institution, it would be necessary to give him control of the finances so that he could handle the situation. Others would not be permitted to come in and say that they desire this and that, and then go off and get these things without Brother Bowen's permission or knowledge. At present, so many are allowed to put in their orders for expensive apparatus, and these expenditures are of such a nature that it seems as if no one person has any power to stop them. Sister White. Yes, this is as it has been presented before me in the night season, that some feel as if they know what should be done and have the ability to control, when really their experience is very limited and will not stand the test. Again and again, this has been presented before me, and only last night some of these matters were repeated, and instruction was given that there must be unity. This unity can be secured if all have a determination to blend. Unity, such as God can approve and bless, will come, not by any amount of talking, but by a reconversion of mind and heart. The Lord desires men to follow His way, not some way of their own choosing. Many think their way the best, but our brethren of long experience, upon whom the chief responsibility of the cause of present truth rests, must take these matters firmly in hand and see that God's way is followed, rather than any way of man's choosing. If our brethren do this, the result will be harmonious action. There will be no scolding, no fretting. No one man will declare that he must labor in just such and such a way, or go elsewhere. All will be free to state their convictions, and then will unite in a study of these various plans of action, and, after taking ample time for reflection, will come to see eye to eye. When our brethren labor in this manner, God will pronounce upon their efforts the words, "Well done." Last night, during my waking hours, I was going over these matters. It seemed as if I was standing before my brethren and saying, "When you yourselves are converted, you will see that there is harmony in diversity. We must clear the King's highway. We are not humble enough. We are so afraid that our own plans shall not be carried out, that we bring confusion to ourselves and to others. The Lord desires us to be in harmony. When we honor Him by walking in the light of His counsel, instead of in the light of the sparks of our own kindling, heavenly angels will be our helpers, and we shall see unity and wisdom and the sanctification of the Spirit of God revealed, as we have not seen it yet." This morning, after many hours of wakefulness, I thought I would find you and would talk with you about these matters. If you and those of your brethren who feel burdened over the situation will unite in an effort to remedy matters, I think there will be a change, a decided change for the better. When I remember how much the Lord has done for us in giving us the special advantages we have at Loma Linda, it hurts me much to know that some of our brethren in responsibility there have found it difficult to blend. We are to appreciate the Lord's gift to us of this beautiful place, and we are to work in even lines. Then the Lord can reveal His power to us as He has not yet done. The Lord has indeed wrought for us. We will praise Him for what He has done in our behalf. We will glorify the name of the Lord for every advantage gained.
When a worker begins to weave into any branch of God's cause, his individual self, as a positive necessity, he will no longer see of the salvation of God until he repents of such a course. In manifold ways, the Lord reveals to us the necessity of coming into close relationship with His Spirit, that He may work through us to His glory. It is the sanctification of the Spirit that is needed, oh so much, in all our institutions. I feel intensely over this matter. In the night season, the words were spoken, "It must be so." Men who of themselves are unable to fulfill God's purpose must be fitted by the Holy Spirit to labor acceptably. Brethren, it must be so. And when men do yield to the molding influence of the Holy Spirit, there will be accomplished a work that we have as yet never seen. We must expect much now, for the powers of darkness are at work and will bring in trouble and division if we are not faithful. We must determine to have unity and harmonious action.
You have had experience, Brother Andros, and your brethren have had experience. As you and your brethren unite your experiences and cause them to blend in decisions that are pleasing to God, there will be a manifest change for the better. Hearts will be sanctified by the melting influence of the Holy Spirit, and there will be no upholding of man's individual way as the only course to pursue. When you meet with your brethren, say, "Brethren, we want to follow God's way. We have had our way too long. Now we desire the Lord to work for us, and to mold us, and to weld us together, and bring us into perfect unity. Then we shall see of the salvation of God. If we fail at this time to blend in unity, we shall meet with a great loss. Last night I seemed to be going from room to room where many were assembled, and I was saying to my brethren, 'You do not realize what you are doing. You forget that in dwelling upon this and that and the other thing that you suppose has to be done your way, you are setting aside God's way. What you need is to have Christ Jesus formed within.'" The words "formed within" were repeated with solemn emphasis. Thus hope was to be caused to spring up anew, and many souls were to be converted as the result of unselfish ministry. "We want to follow, not my way, nor the way of some other man, but the way of the Lord. When we are willing to give up our way for His way, it will appear to us as the only reasonable way, and we may find this way by pleading with God to teach us the right way. A great work is to be done. God is moving upon hearts. He desires to rule, and if those who accept responsibility in connection with His work hide self with Christ in God, their minds will be susceptible to heavenly impressions, and they will realize the divine presence within and will receive of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. In the night season, I have been pleading with God to reveal to every one of us the beauty of holiness. Let us keep our eyes fixed upon the perfection of His attributes and determine that, come what may, this beauty of holiness shall be reflected in our own character. The Lord is coming. The end is near. We cannot afford to lose any time. Too often we wrap up the precious truth so that its real beauty does not shine forth. We need to be melted by God's grace and sanctified through the truth. Elder Andros, a few words further with reference to Loma Linda, Sister White, and its management. We have wondered whether or not Brother Burden should continue in the institution, or whether someone else should be placed there, and he should take up some other work elsewhere. Now he is at a loss to know just what he ought to do. He wants to do just the right thing, but he does not know whether the time has come when he ought to take up some other line of work, and someone else ought to go in there. Sister White, I do not see it that way. Those who know how to adapt themselves to the situation are the ones to carry responsibility. In the simplicity of true godliness,
They are to use their influence to urge unity and oneness. And then this difficulty of not knowing what to do will turn into knowledge.
Elder Andros, it is your impression that Brother Burden ought to continue in the institution and have something to do with the molding and directing of it.
Sister White,
certainly, certainly, certainly.
I know what was presented to me in regard to the man, and yet he must stand shoulder to shoulder with his brethren to carry the thing understandingly and intelligently and in an elevated way. This is what is needed.
Elder Andros, he must be willing to lay aside his own opinions as to how things are to be directed and counsel with his brethren so that all may move unitedly.
Sister White,
yes, all are to work together. This is what God demands, and no work will ever stand unless it is carried in this way.
All too often self creeps in and thinks it must have the mastery. This is an evil that has been revealed to me. The Lord desires us to be in perfect harmony. When I have inquired regarding affairs at Loma Linda during the past few months, there has been a seeming timidity to answer, and I have thought to myself, perhaps it is not yet time for me to speak. But all the while I have known that the theory that someone knows better than anyone else just how to carry things would prove to be defective. What we want is pure and undefiled religion. We must have it, and God will work wherever it is revealed.
Elder Andros, there are some things, Sister White, that I have seen that are more encouraging now than they have ever been before at Loma Linda. I think Dr. Rubel has been learning some very valuable lessons. There is a disposition, I think, to come together more than in times past. And yet each of the men is so strongly convinced that he is right as to the general policy that should be followed in the institution, that it is pretty hard for either one of them to give up his way and accept another's way, or to accept what their brethren believe to be the Lord's way. They think, of course, that their own way is the Lord's way. Perhaps there is no one who finds it more difficult to surrender his personal convictions than does Brother Burden. He has certain ideas as to how the work should go forward, how it should be carried on. He feels that he has received special counsel from the Lord through you, regulating the general policy of the institution, and he feels also that his opinions with reference to this counsel are not his own, but the Lord's. Because of this, it is hard for him to surrender any of his convictions. It is equally hard for some of the medical men to surrender their convictions as to how the school ought to be conducted along medical lines. They think Brother Burden cannot understand medical lines and that he cannot appreciate the need of things that are absolutely necessary, as they view the matter, in order to make the school a success. And instead of going alone to God, they run crosswise, and this has made the work difficult. We have not had harmony and unity in the institution. This spirit has spread throughout the ranks of the workers, and they have not the heart to try to work harmoniously as they once did. They are sick at heart.
Sister White, those who are connected with the institution and who find it difficult to harmonize with their brethren need to be converted. I fear to express myself fully, lest I be misunderstood, but everyone needs to humble himself before God. Why, the Lord is coming, and while we are connected with his work in this world, we must place ourselves in a position where he can teach us in various simple ways. Let all be careful about holding to personal ideas when they see that these ideas cross the track of their brethren and cannot be understood. We must walk as if in full view of Calvary's cross. The Lord Jesus Christ has suffered and died for us, that we might have life eternal. We must make the most of our opportunities. We must take hold understandingly and be careful to uplift, not to cast down. The spirit to cast down is what is doing the harm now in Loma Linda. The Lord desires us to learn of him and to do our best in faithful service. Elder Andros, a few weeks from now, we are to have a council of the General Conference Brethren in Washington. During this council, a time has been set apart for considering the interests of the Loma Linda Institution, the future policy to be followed in its operation, and what is to be done there, the men that are to have immediate control, and so on. If you have any light further than that which you have given me with reference to Brother Burden's work and Dr. Rubel's work, I should be glad to have it, Sister White, so that I can take it to the brethren when I go. Sister White, every soul is to seek the Lord while he may be found, and to call upon him while he is near. We are to humble our own hearts before God, and not specify what such a brother must do or what another brother must do. We are rather to inquire, what have I to do individually? And then take up the work given us and do it in a humble way. If others do not at once understand all we do, let us not cast them off immediately. We cannot do this, for they are in need of more light from the Lord. They need more evidence of the things wherein they lack, and we are not to cast them off thoughtlessly, for we do not want them to be lost. We are rather to harmonize in simplicity. To follow such a course will be the light and the safety of our people. No one man is to be a ruler, but all are to come to an understanding as to what is the right way, and then to follow it. The pathway of those who follow on to know the Lord may not be illumined suddenly with a blaze of light, for his going forth is prepared as the morning. Hosea 6, verse 3. Light does not burst in upon any soul in a manner that will hedge up the way for another man. We need to seek God. He will bless us in using the light he has given us, and will cause us to reflect this light under difficult circumstances. As we continue to advance in the light of his counsel, we shall not say, "My way is right," but we will seek the Lord with all the heart and humble ourselves, and he will fit us for bearing responsibility and will work through us to his glory.
Elder Andros,
it seems to be the disposition of some to seek the Lord alone and to find out God's way for themselves. Is this the proper way to do, without combining with this the taking of counsel? Or in our conduct of institution work, should we seek the Lord together more, and have frequent council meetings and prayer services together, and depend less on our individual understanding of duty? Sister White,
I think we should have our services together and our councils together. And when we do, we may expect the Lord to send us holy angels to work in our behalf.
Elder Andros,
this is one of the difficulties connected with the work at Loma Linda. The brethren have not had council meetings frequently enough, and there has not been a disposition to lay aside personal convictions and opinions and to allow the Lord to guide them unitedly.
Sister White, yes. That is a good deal the way. There must be a reconversion of the mind. The Lord will surely reveal himself when men come to him and cast their helpless souls upon him. He will help them into the light and will place their feet on solid ground. You cannot lay out in every particular just the things that your brethren must do, but in all your council meetings, you must let God move individual hearts in such a way that they will really know that it is the Lord who is leading and directing. Oh, how many nights I have lain awake, pleading with the Lord to give me grace and strength to present these matters to my brethren in the right way.
Elder Andros,
when we get into the right place and are following the right plans and are perfectly united in our work at Loma Linda, we shall not be compelled to face a large deficit financially, a large loss.
For the Lord will provide the means for the progress of the work, so that it can be increased and enlarged as He would have it. When we are face to face with a great loss, as we are now, we may know something is wrong and needs correction, may we not?
Sister White.
Yes, and the Lord will help us if we humble ourselves before Him. He does not want to humiliate us in the sight of those who know nothing about our faith. He wants us to believe that He is good and that He is going to bring us out onto vantage ground where we shall see of His salvation. I had hoped that this would be brought about before this time, but we will go straight ahead and do the best we can. We will give ourselves to God just as we are. He does not mean that we, who have had much light and who have preached the truth as we have, should be nonplussed by the enemy. He desires us to be meek and lowly of heart, that He may glorify His name through us.
Elder Andros,
I am very glad of this interview, Sister White, and I hope it has not wearied you.
Sister White,
oh, not at all, not at all. My whole soul is stirred, and I desire to do just what God would have me do. I do not desire to carry out any way of my own. From the light given me, I know that there are those who think the Lord has placed them in certain positions, but they are mistaken. He has not placed them in the positions they think He has. He wants every one of us to humble ourselves before Him and to seek Him with all the heart that we may find Him. Then we shall be able to praise Him with heart and soul and voice. In the open congregation, we shall thank Him for what He is doing for us all.